Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie Lake. You're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk Radio.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. How have our military and our military academies fared under the degenerate deeds of the Communist Democrats and the Deep State? And is there hope for a reversal toward honor and duty in the ranks? Well, we'll discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey. It's always great to be with you.
Thank you so much. We're going to jump in with this. There's just always so much to talk about here. There's an ongoing investigation concerning the drowning of two Navy SEALs. Would you share the details of what is known right now about that?
Well, I'd be happy to. A Navy investigation was conducted into the drowning deaths of two Navy SEALs that was released last Friday and revealed that the elite warfare community is still struggling, I guess, with performance-enhancing drug use, a culture where members can do things that would be off-limits maybe to regular soldiers. I don't think that's totally accurate. But they determined the death of the soldiers off the coast of Somalia last January during a shipboarding mission to intercept Iranian-made weapons headed to Yemen was actually preventable and stemmed from a lack of concern over their flotation gear. And so as we look at the military, we find that people are starting to, come out with certain information about what's happening underneath it all into what we call our woke military that was really started by Obama in his tenure, when he really did away with about purged 120 different senior officers and created his own woke, if I may use that term, generals and admirals. And that's what we have today. General Milley was a good example of that.
Yeah.
So there's a top-down examination now, and that will be even more imperative once President Trump is elected office. And the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation has provided President Trump a plan for restructuring, reawakening of our military into a fighting force that will meet the future threats of America. So, but we can do that at another time if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is very serious what's happening in the military.
Yeah, I saw that from your article. Listeners, you can see the article. I'll have a link for you on Stand Up America. You know, when you have a culture that no longer respects the values of integrity and honor, that's what we're seeing in the armed forces, law enforcement, the government, that's sampled there. Now, these troops knew, you know, and I don't know, that case, there's also shared about a Marine that was, I don't know if he's smoking a doobie, I don't know what he was doing, but they were smoking pot. And they know, you know, It just drives me crazy. These troops know often what they're doing is wrong, yet they had no integrity and have no concern for themselves, but even more so for the mission or their comrades. This is what we're seeing. But then isn't that what they're being taught, let's say, for instance, when it comes to West Point? It's not honor, it's not duty, there is no a lack of integrity, and now we start to see it, and it endangers their lives, it endangers their comrades. How is that a good fighting force?
Well, it's not. That's why we've got to restructure our military, refocus it, get away from critical race theory, DEI, which penetrated the Pentagon and then penetrated our military academies, transgenderism, all of these woke social changes they wanted to make in our military, rather than focusing on war fighting. And keep in mind, the rank and file of our military, they're all great young Americans,
right.
Men and women.
Right.
The problem has been at the top, in leadership, in changing the focus and catering to these social programs, rather than focusing on war training and skills. And we see now the Navy at its lowest since World War II in number of fighting ships available. But when it comes to the special operations, which I was in for years, that's such a required discipline skill that must be within all of those, Navy SEALs, Rangers, Special Forces, the Delta Force, and so on.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was nominated to be President Reagan's first Secretary for Special Operations back in 1988, we wanted to make the Special Operations a special command, and that's what happened with separate funding, and it made it really a viable fighting force. But since Obama, the traitor, the fraud, he's created all of this within our military.
Yeah.
And now you have a lot of Black generals, for example, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff now, General Brown, he says, well, we need to focus on more black pilots, you know, rather than white. And so that kind of diatribe and focus is what has completely affected the morale of the armed forces.
Yeah.
So we've got a big job in rebuilding not only the rest of the executive branch, but also the military.
Yeah. There's another concern. I know that they're still investigating this, but I have to be honest. I don't think that the military would be, the Pentagon would be honest if they discovered that these Navy divers, because they're Navy divers, the Navy SEALs, if they died because of the jab. We don't know that. They could have had myocarditis and then the overpowering.
Sure.
So we'll never find that out because they're not going to be honest about it, are they?
Well, no, they haven't been honest at all. And it's the whole regime under Obama and Biden that they tell lies. They refocus everything into their political agenda. And I wrote a book once called Reality Prism. And if we don't solve problems looking through a reality prism, versus a political prison, we're never going to get there. You don't solve any of these problems politically. They have to be from leadership, organization, structure, focus, mission, and all those kinds of things. But that's why we formed the MacArthur Society at West Point, was to sort of be a watchguard over what was happening in the diminishing of the honor code at West Point, the idea of teaching critical race theory and DEI, and basically structuring racial quotas, which is illegal, but the academy's never picked on. They still do it. We've got a lot of rebuilding to do, Audrey. There's no doubt about that. And it's going to take time. It's going to take good leaders.
Yeah.
We're even recommending to Trump that he recall 4 to 6 generals and admirals that really understand the wisdom and the strategy of the great generals of World War II, Patton, MacArthur, Eisenhower, Arnold, and so on, Rickover. Who came later on, of course, in the nuclear business. But we need leadership like we saw in World War II. That's what we need today to protect America and its citizens. The other thing is the military's got to take action against the cartels. They've got to take action against what's happening in America.
Yeah.
The military needs to be responsible for protecting Americans abroad or in our country.
Yeah.
The police are downtrodden now, you know, the unfunding of them, the defunding, I should say, the Border Patrol. We need our military to start taking action to protect America inside and out, in my opinion.
Yeah, sure, because the enemy has already crossed the border. So the military, as you have said in the past, should be on the border to protect us because, and this is turning a deaf ear. And this, as you just mentioned, this is all started with Obama because he's the one that went in and started deconstructing our military by replacing the generals with these woke little robots who don't want to be accountable. I'm going to talk about Milley in a second, but they want to be accountable for their behavior. And you mentioned the MacArthur Society, and I had you gentlemen on. We talked about the crisis at West Point. Now, a former West Point professor, his letter confirms what you all shared on the show, exposing corruption, cheating, and failing standards at the academy. Would you expound on what retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert M. Heffington wrote in that open letter?
Well, I'll be happy to have been involved in that. And the MacArthur Society and our board were looking at that very carefully, what happened there. But Colonel Heffington was a professor, and he exposed the corruption, cheating, and failing standards that was going on. And here again, it was only a small percentage, but the fact that they allowed it, it's like an infection, Audrey. Yeah. If you have one or two get infected, that sort of spreads, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
And he wrote a letter concerning the media coverage, for example, of a second lieutenant, Spencer Rapone, a West Point graduate, infantry officer, who came under fire as a cadet for his public advocacy in support of communism and being an official socialist organizer. He wrote, he wore a T-shirt under his uniform with Che Guevara.
Oh my gosh.
The broader conversation has been taking place, of course, in the military community now. Exactly what the hell went on there?
Yeah.
Who allowed that?
Yeah.
And Rapone, he felt so strongly empowered to be a communist and spread these doctrines. That, again, it's an infection. And I'm glad Colonel Huffington came to the forefront and wrote what he saw and experienced as a professor there.
Yeah. Well, I have a question out of ignorance, and I'm sure the listeners don't know. When someone enters the academy, do you take an oath?
Yes,
to the to the Constitution, right?
That's right.
Okay, so then how was he not expelled immediately when he was exposed himself as a communist?
He should have been, but see, there again, lack of standards, the lack of the superintendent and commandant to stand by duty, honor, and country. A cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal.
Yeah.
We had a cadet that stole in the PX, and they kept him on
and
allowed him to graduate because he was a football player. This whole focus on Division I athletics, there's a lot of pressure there. And, of course, they brought in a lot of minorities, a lot of black athletes, and most of them have done very well. But the fact is that when you look at when you change the character of an institution like West Point, then you're changing a lot of things that affect the Army or the Air Force or the Navy when they go on duty in active service and they take an oath again.
Yeah.
I took an oath again when I was commissioned a second lieutenant at West Point in 1961. And right. But we've had a degradation of character, honesty, truth, and that's what has to be corrected.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's unequivocal that, as we mentioned, Obama, he seems to be the beginning of the cancer, and the Communist Democrat Party have been employing the Marxist tenet revealed in the Cloward Piven essay on how to topple a government by overloading our resources, and therefore the government will be incapable of providing services for its own citizens or even continue to exist. Now, doesn't conflict usually follow this destructive path? And isn't that exactly what the Communist Democrats have been pining for all this time, so they can take control?
Well, yeah. And you look back at the Communist Manifesto and Piven, forget their names.
Yeah, Cloward Piven. I know. I have to practice that one.
Yeah, Piven. But right at the top of communist ideology is information. Change the dialogue. Force that on the people below. That's what happened in Russia. They changed the dialogue. And what's what communists does, and that's what exactly the Democratic Party has done, is picked up this ideology, and have pushed it on the entire government now.
Yeah.
And that is what has dismantled our country. And that's one of my recent books is called The Dismantling of America. And people that have conducted conducting treason in the CIA, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. And we put that in our book, Beyond Treason, which is another book we produced this year. When we connect all the dots, which we've done at the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, is to connect the information from the American people contra to the communist ideology diatribe that has been put out by our government. And of course, it ended up affecting our borders, our military, and everything. So this is a tragedy. This is a real tragedy, is what's happened in America.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, now I want to talk about the little pots, the traitor that I can't stomach. I understand that one of the most disgraceful deep state and critical race theory enthusiasts is reportedly terrified he will pay a price for deliberately sabotaging President Trump. Of course, I'm talking about General Milley. As the Guardian reported, as the Guardian reported, retired Army General Mark Milley, who is infamous for wanting to understand white rage and throwing Trump under the bus, told author Bob Woodward that he is afraid Trump will recall him to uniform and court-martial him for his deceitful actions. You know, Milley allegedly bases his fear on Trump's own words and those of former Trump White House strategist Steve Bannon. He also does not believe the guardrails, whatever those will exist to stop Trump from fulfilling his promises. What are your thoughts on this, Paul?
Well, I've been a critic of Milley. He's not a graduate of West Point, graduate of Princeton, nothing against that. But White Rage Milley, you remember that when he testified, he was more concerned about white rage in the military. And I've often been quoted as saying, well, the only white rage I saw in the military was Milley. But a court martial would have to be convened for sure and try him for treason. And I think he should be. He was derelict in his duty. He was derelict in not forcing in some way with the other generals and admirals the disgraceful surrender in Afghanistan.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know. So it goes down. This man was no good. He should have never been promoted to 4 stars. He was, again, an Obama colonel that then got promoted to 4 stars and then ended up as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I'm assuming that he's afraid because that actually can be done. Is that true?
Sure,
that he
can.
Oh, it can. So he can be called back into uniform and court-martialed.
Sure. All generals and admirals can be brought back to active duty. I could be brought back to active duty tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't realize that. See, now we learned something else that's new. But I believe that for what he did to undermine President Trump, this is something that President Trump must do. that this guy should be called back and court-martialed. To me, I'd say execution, but anyway, that's just me. Okay, so I'm a little harsher.
Send him down to Guantanamo. Guantanamo's still open.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, but he doesn't get
treason. It was the punishment was by hanging, as you may remember.
Yes, as I said, execution. Anyway, and if there's one man that deserves it, it's him. And I barely call him a man, since I'm not sure he even knows that. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and order? Now, there's so many books, and I think you said that the three books recently, Invisible Treason, Beyond Treason,
sure.
and the Dismantling of America might actually be in a trilogy in a set in order for people
right.
that they can maybe order it for Christmas, because this is the time,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yes, we actually, if you go to our website, the standupamericaus.org, which represents the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, Stand Up America, you got to put the U.S. in there, standupamericaus.org. We have packaged these into a trilogy, three books, four books. You can buy them as a gift. You can get them on Amazon. But if you order them off our website, I'll personally, along with General McInerney, sign those books, autograph them for our readers. We'd like to do that. And we'd like to get these books out as much as possible to the population before the election here in a few weeks. So order your books today, buy a gift. For somebody that needs to really know how to connect the dots, because we spent a lot of time,
yes,
gathered a lot of information. We did our homework, and we put them into these books, The Dismantling of America, Beyond Treason, and then the latest one is Betrayal and Treason in America.
Aha, there's
so
another one.
On our website.
Okay, Betrayal and, okay, Treason in America, because that is exactly what we're experiencing. And
right.
and listeners, I mean, you know what? They're also, if I'm correct, they're also on Kindle. Is that correct? It's not just
paper. That's correct.
Okay,
yeah.
So
hard copy, soft copper, Kindle, sure.
Get that for yourself right away, and then buy other copies, you know, hard copy or a paperback for your family,
yeah.
right? So they get
sure.
a better understanding. So we're just skimming. We're doing a cursory look. I said, but everything is explained. It's brilliant, brilliant research, and it's laid out perfectly for you and for your family or friends that can't understand it, and they're certainly not getting it from the media. So this is the way to do it. And hey, it's got to be shopping right now too for it. So as always, I will have those links.
Absolutely. Also, sign up for our yes. newsletter. That's on the website too, the homepage. Sign up for our weekly newsletter.
Excellent, because then you'll know in the newsletter you'll know what articles came out, and you can
right.
you can be up on it before anybody else is. As I said, you're not going right. to get it in the media. You'll get it from Stand Up America. And as always, I'll have these links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Paul, again, for sharing these brilliant assessments and laying it out for us so we understand it. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.